This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Nationwide protests against police brutality reached their height in early June. But even though there are fewer people in the streets, it does not mean the advocacy has ended. As part of our Embedded 2020 project, Alana Elder reports for Keystone Crossroads on how the movement continues to put pressure on local government with a look at obstacles and minor victories.
What are we doing with our bread? Are we staying silent and supporting those systems of oppression?
In early June, 24-year-old Amari Abreu was in front of a crowd of protesters in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, calling for racial justice.
See, I found out something amazing about George Floyd when I was doing my research about him.
More than 2 months later, Abreu and others are still pushing for concrete change in the city of 26,000, not necessarily in the streets, but in the now virtual halls of local government. One major obstacle, they say, is representation.
Lebanon is almost majority of Hispanic, but yet we do not have any type of Hispanic commission in the city.
Most government leaders in the city and county are white. Abreu and others say they aren't doing enough to uplift the whole community.
When people in power have the ability to empower other people, but they don't do that, that's an issue.
Since George Floyd's death, newly energized activists like Abreu are teaming up with those who have been wanting change for a while. They held an anti-racism seminar, and co-facilitator Amanda Davis Bowie says more than just the usual suspects are listening.
I'm 50-50 with it. I think that you have a nice amount of people who come to check a box and say, I did this, so I'm good. And then I think that we have people who come because they literally want to know. They want to learn.
Davis Bowie, who is Black, is a psychotherapist. She says these trainings can push attendees past what she calls white dissonance.
So even if they are sitting there to check a box, it's going to be impossible for them to participate and not have some type of aha moment.
Most of the people who attended the virtual workshop were white, and that included the mayor and police chief. Davis Bowie wishes even more local decision makers would have been there.
They're the ones who sit in the back office and say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do, and this is how it's going to happen. Those are the ones that I really want to reach. Those are the ones I need to make sure that you have a clear understanding. Because the thing is, you can't fight a battle if you don't understand what the issue is.
One of the leaders the seminar seemed to especially reach was Amy Keller, the city's lone Democratic council member.
As a white woman of privilege, you know, I wasn't always aware to some of those things that were brought up, so it opened my eyes.
Out of the seminar, Keller became a key ally in pushing for the police transparency many activists were seeking. Keller honed in on trying to get the city's police manual to review use of force restrictions. This was from June.
Have to know what the policies are, so we can't really do anything without being able to review them. So I'm just trying to get access to them right now, which is a first step, but it's a little difficult getting going here.
Keller had to file a right-to-know request to get the document. She says putting scrutiny on the police force has meant stepping out of her comfort zone.
We donate to the police, and we really respect them, and I drive by and I wave to them, and lately I've been getting glares. They know who I am, and they know what I've asked for, and I feel like they're not happy, but I wish they would understand that it's not because I have an issue with the job they're doing, myself personally, but I've heard from people of color in the community who say that they do feel as though there are racial biases.
After 2 weeks, the city posted the policies, and it became a starting point for a more detailed conversation about policing in Lebanon. Around the same time, the mayor released a statement promising new annual trainings for police, among other points. The mayor and police chief did not respond to requests for interviews. Amanda Davis Bowie says these recent steps are a start, but she'd like to see more serious commitment.
I personally think they're pacifiers. That's how I feel about it. So, yeah, we did it. We did what you wanted, so now leave us alone. That's the feel behind it. I think actions speak louder than words, even the words that are posted online.
For Amari Abreu, getting the police handbook was a minor victory, but he plans to keep pushing.
Hello.
And he's already on to the next thing.
Era para saber, está registrada para votar.
This is Abreu making his way down a long line of cars at an outdoor food distribution and COVID testing site in Lebanon that doubled as a voter registration drive.
Igual, igual. She's like, God bless you.
Abreu himself can't vote. He moved to Pennsylvania 5 years ago from the Dominican Republic and he's in the process of applying for citizenship. But he now signs on to online council meetings every month, bringing up everything from local art to housing code enforcement.
Yeah, it's just fun, to be honest, if I'm honest with you.
He says he's most interested in setting an example for how more people can become engaged.
We have the front thing that we're trying to tackle, right? Like, let's get the policies. But reality is it goes deeper than that. You know, like, who's watching, who's getting inspired, who may have the resources that now, like, they're like, whoa, like, these people are working on this. We want to help them. We want to empower them.
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Alana Elder.